in together if you'd like. Just bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for another opportunity. Lord, this evening we come and gather around your word, Lord, with great anticipation to hear and to receive from you. Grant revelation, Lord, I pray, to every heart. Lord, may your will be done in our lives. Father, for the hour is truly far spent, Lord, and we have, seems my heart, my life, I have a long way to run. Help me, O God, I pray. And Lord, help everyone to reach the goal that you've placed for us, Lord. Have your way. Bless our brother as he brings thy word. Father, bless the songs, Father, as it prepares our heart and our soul and our spirit for the hearing of thy word. Just may you be in every phase and every heart, we ask. In your precious holy name, we thank you. Praise your holy name. Amen. Praise your name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It's truly wonderful. Love serving a living God. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books. Page 35. Love lifted me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now sing, am I. Oh, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, oh, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful love, being service to him belongs. Oh, love lifted me, love.
Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his grace out of the angry waves.
Lifted you this morning. Amen. Right there beside it, page 31, standing on the promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Oh, glory in the highest, I will shout. Amen. Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing.
Yes, I'm standing.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing.
Yes, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail.
Oh, standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing. Yes, I'm standing.
Standing on the promises of God, my
Savior. Standing,
yes, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood, man. Hallelujah. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free.
Standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing. Yes, I'm standing.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
Standing.
Yes, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword.
Standing on the promises of God.
Oh, well, I'm standing, yes, I'm standing.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, yes, I'm standing.
I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all,
standing on the promises of God.
his name. Amen. Turn one page over to 36. Hallelujah. Showers of blessing. Amen. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be season refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Oh, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead, amen. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain, amen. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refresh, O Lord. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall, Lord Jesus. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Oh, showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead, amen. Oh, showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Amen. I like that little song, saints. Truly, we have mercy drops, blessings here, blessings there. But it's an ocean, saints. Ask that your joys may be full. Amen. He's always there to hear your need, hear your plea. Amen. He's wonderful. Brother Luke, would you like to come up? Praise his name. Ask the blessing of you. Oh, yes.
Have your purpose in your business and you bless us, sir. Bless us all for everything you think we will be saying in prayer and love.
Oh, I want to see. I haven't sang that in a while. Amen. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. I might have something on your heart this evening. Hallelujah. Just hold it on your heart. Amen. Brother Philip, would you take the request again tonight?
Lord, we're just grateful and thankful for our love and grace, Lord. How long that you've done for us.
Oh, yes.
Lord, and to the captives, Lord. Thy God, strengthen us and encourage us and help us to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, Lord. And this hour that we're living in, praying to thy grace and thy love and thy mercy, thou wilt continue to keep us, Lord.
Oh, praise
thy you. God, be that overcomer and those overcomers, Lord. And thy God, we're to be in this day and age that we're living in. And to overcome all the wiles of the devil, Lord, and we prepare, Lord, to fight against it, Lord, at every opportunity that thy God has presented. And we pray, Father, tonight you'd meet every need here this evening, Lord. And we praise you to walk us up on the heart, Lord. We pray that you'd grant the Lord glory to thy will, thy word. And we ask thy blessing tonight upon the word as it comes forth, Lord. And thy God, you know, Lord, the speaker, Lord, as he speaks, Lord. Thy God, you know, in his thoughts, Lord. Thy God, heart, as he speaks your word, Lord. And that you'd open our understanding to the word, Lord. And help us, Lord, that that fruit, that the word might bring forth fruit in our lives, Lord. And we'd be closer, Lord, to thee, Lord, in our lives, we'd be more dedicated to you. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Does anyone else have a chorus or a song on your heart? Amen. Tim, you got something?
What about that little chorus on page 40 in our legal leaf?
Page 40. Amen. Won't it be wonderful there? Amen. I believe it will be, saints. What a day that's going to be. When with the Savior we entered the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to with Christ the supernal one, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless eternal one, won't it be wonderful? Oh, think about it. Amen. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joy singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there where the tempest will never be sweeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, won't it be wonderful there? Amen.
Oh, won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to
going to be wonderful, saints. Amen. As the prophet said, don't miss it. Amen. Whatever you do, let's all stand together, if you will, and sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Let's ask our brother to come. Only believe. Only you're going to believe what he says tonight through his precious word? Oh, I trust every one of us will. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we wait with great expectation for you to speak to our hearts through the word of God. And Lord, may they not see a man, Lord, speaking words, but Father, may they be listening and focused on your word, Lord, as we read these things. Lord, by the Holy Spirit, make it real in our hearts. Oh, what an assurance comes, Lord, to know where a person can stand in this hour, Lord Jesus, knowing exactly what you're doing and what to expect, Lord. Oh, it's so great and so precious, Lord. Father, again, you have a children of light. And Father, I trust that each and every one of us will find our position. And Lord Jesus, knowing that we are a child of light. So bless us now again, Lord, and we wait on you now to intervene and take over. And Lord Jesus, just have the preeminence over everything that's said and done. Again, that you will get the glory and the honor for it all. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you'd like to turn with me again, just real quickly, and get back into our message from this morning. In Romans 8th chapter, and let's begin for this evening, let's begin at the 5th verse of Romans 8th chapter. Are you hungry for these things?
Amen.
Oh, how our heart ought to be just longing for these things. Amen. Romans 8, begin the 5th verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Now, I trust you'll be able to see that greater tonight. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, I trust you'll be able to see that greater tonight. For to be carnally minded is death. I want you to think of something. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he changes not. And once he has said something, that's the way it is. Amen. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So we ought to go back clear to Genesis and be able to see it all the way up through. Exactly. That it's the truth. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. May the Lord again bless you in his word. You may be seated. Amen. Amen and amen to his word. Amen. So precious. Glory. Now, I'd like to just refresh your minds real quickly to a couple of things where I was leaving off this morning in hearing, recognizing, acting on the word of God. And he's in here again talking about Jacob and Esau. And we read the scripture this morning. And again, just to bring back to our minds that, remember, before they was ever born, God said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. And God knew before they was born who would be the carnal and who would be end up being the spiritual. And it's no different today. God knew before the world was ever formed, those that would be carnal
those who would be spiritual, because he knew that the way he did things, by indwelling in a people, that they would be freed from that carnal. But as long as they were in the flesh and not predestinated, born in sin, as every man was, except for Jesus Christ, we realize that without predestination, without election, it's impossible to be freed from carnal. But thank God he's made a way. There's no reason why today we should think or accept the creed. So, Brother Steve, that ain't a creed. I just think that way. Well, it's still a creed.
Right.
Satan has placed a creed in your mind to make you think that you could be satisfied in thinking you could continue to live a carnal life and have a carnal mind, a carnal way of thinking, the rest of your days, and then to think you're going to be in a rapture. To think that way is completely contrary to Scripture. It is completely contrary to the Word of God, period. So we find it's a creed. A creed that originated from Satan himself, as many creeds do. So in thinking of this now, let's go on. He said, these two boys, talking about Jacob, Esau and Jacob, if we'd noticed their nature, one of them was a spiritual man. That was Jacob. And the carnal man was Esau. But they were both religious. I want you to always remember that. And I'll probably mention it to you a few times as we go along. Notice how the prophet always gets us to not miss. It was always religious. Always religious. Okay? They were both religious. And that same thing has took place all down through the age. The carnal and the spiritual. All right, so keep that in mind. So did it quit in this age or time, we should say, that we live right now? Did it just no more? It happens today.
Amen.
The same as all these types down through the Scriptures of what's happened in the past. It's still the same devil, but guess what? It's the same God too.
Amen.
You see? So we find these things didn't change, all right? So no one could say they wasn't both religious. They were. They didn't say they one served an idol and the other one a god. One God. They were both servants of God. Now think of that. Both servants of God. Now, I don't know how good your memory is. I hope you don't have to depend on memory when you're sitting here listening to the Word of God, but you're leaning upon the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To bring these things back to remembrance as we go through these things now. All right, and then he says here, and the spiritual man today and spiritual woman that's elected, predestinated of God to come to eternal life, if they have to sell everything they got, if they have to take their name off of every church book in the nation, they still want that birthright. It's the only thing that matters to them. Just get that birthright, that's all. And as I said this morning, I wonder how many of us has been that way. That's our main greatest desire, to be whatever God wants us to be, whether it be the new birth or anything else that he has, you see? No matter how and what level they have to come on, if they have to get down at the altar and cry and boo-hoo, if they have to run through the places and go back and make things right and sell what they've got or give away everything they have and become a pilgrim and a stranger, it doesn't matter. Have we got that kind of attitude? That's why this is being said. So that we could measure ourselves up by it. He said, oh, Brother Stephen, I said that just to fill up some time. No, this was God's mouthpiece speaking through that prophet. It was the mouthpiece, God speaking through it, and telling his people, the elected, exactly what he expected. And the elected will give God what he wants. They've been predestinated to it. All right? He said, no, he said, it doesn't matter. They want the birthright. That's all they're interested in, the birthright. Now, don't blame them, people. They can't help it. They were predestinated. See, elected to it. So when a person goes acting that way, if they have to walk away from everything to get what God wants in their life, don't blame them. They're just doing what God's expecting them to do through predestination, election, you see. All right? And then we see that these two, carnal and spiritual people, that's all, he said, that's the way it always happens. That's the way it is today. It always has been that way. Are you listening?
Amen.
Okay? May seem like something simple, not much to listen to, but you better listen to it. All right? Cain and Abel in the Garden of Eden. And Eden was created. There were two trees for a man to take his choice. One, he become wisdom, and the other, he become life. There was two boys, Cain and Abel. Both of them religious. There it is again. You'll see it all the way through here. Both of them religious. One of them desired life eternal, and he offered to God by faith a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. In other words, it was exactly what God wanted. Is that right? Cain offered his sacrifice, and it was not what God wanted. Cain had his life, and what he'd performed to give to God through this sacrifice, it was not what God wanted. What did Abel do? What he offered unto God, it pleased him. And it was exactly what God was looking for. One was carnal, one was spiritual. Okay? Same way with our lives today. We'll find. If we're carnal, you ain't never going to offer God what he wants. No. But if you're spiritual minded, you'll give God exactly what he wants. When he wants it, how he wants it, when, everything, it'll be exactly what he wants, you see, because of being spiritual minded. And you cannot be spiritual minded without predestination. God had to predestinate it, okay? He says, a perfect type of the churches today, church natural, church spiritual, and there's no doubt but what I'm talking to both classes right now. That's where I ended this morning. Now listen to what he says here. God's word calls for a total separation from unbelief. In paragraph 42, this was preached January 21st, 1964. Now again, watch the types. Watch the type for in the message believing people today. All right? Now the first man separated himself, the first Adam, from the word to go with his wife. That questioned and said, and that questioned whether God kept his word or not. What a perfect type of the lukewarm, carnal-minded believer today. That's called a carnal-minded believer today. That still wants to cling with that with their tradition and what their tradition says. Now, you know what a tradition is, don't you? It's a past teaching of how to do something. Or of an idea that somebody has of how it should be done. And by being in the past, in a past teaching, it's become a tradition by holding to it and holding to it and holding to it. It becomes a tradition. All right? So he says here, carnal-minded believer today that still wants to cling with what their tradition says instead of taking what the Word says. Kind of what I was mentioned Thursday night, you know. A very real type, he was separated to his wife. The carnal believer is separated from the Word. Now watch it for today. To the church. Is separated from the Word, the carnal believer is separated from the Word to the church. Do you know of anybody in message churches that follow what a man's tradition is or what he feels or what his creed is, and they've walked away from the Word? So they went for what the church said? Huh? Absolutely. But when the second Adam was created in the womb of a woman and came to the world, he was a Nazarite to the Word of God. He was separated from the world to the Word. Now Hebrews 7, chapter 26, verse tells us that them priests continually died, but this Jesus was holy and separated from sinners. Now you got to watch the context he's bringing this through. So don't think you don't worry about going in after the sinner. If you remember, Jesus went after the sinner. Yeah. But the prophet is using this to the unbeliever that unbelieves it. Okay? Not the predestinated sinner. Oh. But watch Jesus, what he did. When he went after the sinner, he went after the predestinated sinner. Is that right? What about the woman at the well? Is not this the Messiah? It was to come. He told me all things. And she went screaming through the city, telling everybody she found the Messiah. Huh? What about it? What about the little prostitute? What about the one that washed his feet with tears? Huh? Yeah, a sinner. He always went after the predestinated sinner. Wow. So he didn't separate himself from sinners, as to say, and take it the way it may sound here. But listen what else he says now. Jesus was holy and separated from sinners. Sin is unbelief. Look at the unbelievers that's gathered around this message, end time message today. Unbelievers. And yet in themselves they think they're believers. But yet they're unbelievers. And make believers. Impersonators. You see? Sin is unbelief. There was no unbelief found in him. Nowhere, he says. When he was here on earth, he said, "Who can condemn me of sin? Sin is unbelief. If I haven't done just what was prophesied for this age, if I haven't met the requirements of that Messiah is supposed to do, then don't believe me. But search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me, tell you who he is." Isn't that the truth? So we realize that this carnal believer separates himself from the Word. So how can that be done, Brother Steve? You can separate yourself from the Word by hearing the Word come right straight to you. And by you in your mind thinking, it isn't that important. Yeah, Brother Steve, I know the Word, and you've preached about it a lot here lately. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. But you don't understand the circumstance in my home, brother. It doesn't make no difference what I understand. It's what God says. You see? But we're so used to putting man in the picture of our life. Yeah. What's the preacher think? What's Brother Steve think? What's Pastor so-and-so think? Well, that shouldn't even be considered. If you had a reality of God in your life, it'd be, what do you think, God? Amen. What does your Word say? Amen. Brother Steve's just up there renewing our minds with the Word of God and bringing exhortation, exhorting the Word of God, and stirring our pure minds through the way of remembrance. But what do you think, Lord? What did you already say in your Word? You see, now the carnal mind will always take the other way and always think it's not important. See here a little bit. It's not as important as it sounds. And why is the biggest reason a person can sit there and hear the Word of God and it'll tell them exactly what God's requiring, and still they take their good old time of ever overcoming it, never really sincere about it, and just fooling around with it, you know? It's because to that individual it's not important. What keeps it from being important? Because the carnal mind. What keeps them in a carnal mind, not being born again? Just as simple as that. See? Well, we used to just look at it and think, well, that person's just got problems. Yeah, there's a big problem. Need a new birth. Because when a new birth comes, friends, you're freed from that carnal mind. We're no longer debtors to the flesh, not to live after the flesh. Is that right? Now, the Word says plainly what it is. But again, in people's minds, they've got it. I'm satisfied. I know I'm carnal, but I'll overcome it. No, you won't. The only way you will is get in Christ. Yeah. There ain't no other way. But we've got this carnal creed in our mind floating around. Oh, I'm so carnal. Why do I have to be this way? And yet, I'm born again. I'm free from sin. No, you're not. Carnal mind has you bound. You see? Let's go on. What a great lesson we're on. If we'll just listen. But what a great assurance you can have also. You see? Amen. All right. He says here, does God ever change his mind about his word? I forgot to write down the date on this when he preached it. I believe it was 1964, the year, but I don't know exactly the date and everything. Paragraph 84. Now again, notice what he says. Notice Abel, by faith in God, offered a more excellent sacrifice. And the carnal believer thought that it was the works of his own hands. You're going to see how the carnal believer, he calls it carnal believer, which is what Cain was. He believed in God. He wouldn't stand in a position he didn't believe there was a God. He knew there was a God. Absolutely. He was a believer for his time. But not a real believer. He could just say he believed. You see? Because he knew God was there. He knew there was a God. And all this. He says, and his fruits of his beautiful offering that he brought, that God would recognize and make a clash. It made a clash. Okay, Abel brought his sacrifice, which is blood, on an altar. And then Cain come along and offered his sacrifice, which was fruits and vegetables and what he growed with his own hands and all this beautiful looking things, you know, to eat and so forth. But it made a clash. We find that Abraham and Lot had to clash. The spiritual and the carnal had to clash. Friends, when I seen this, oh God, it takes all the wondering about this. Why did this go this way? And why did this go that way? I want you to think a little bit about the past. Okay? A little bit about the past of where we came from. Okay? We find that Abraham and Lot had to clash. We find that Moses and Dathan and Korah had the same clash. The spiritual always clashed with the carnal. He says, Moses, being an ordained prophet with the word of the Lord, vindicated that he was chosen to be their leader of the hour, and that Abraham had promised all these things, and here Moses did exactly what God said it would be and took place. And Korah, being carnal, notice again, now Korah, being carnal, wanted to raise up an organization among them. He wanted to make a group of men. And God doesn't deal with people like that. He shows right there in the scripture a type of the journey today. That organization is not what God ordains. For as soon as Korah done it, he said to Moses, you take too much upon yourself. In other words, the whole congregation is holy. Why, you say you're the only holy man? You have no right to do any such as that? You try to make yourself somebody big? We're all holy. We're all God's children. Moses just turned his head and walked away. He said, Lord, what will I do? How many has had them places in your life before? Lord, what will I do? What do I do, Lord? God said, separate yourself from him. I've had enough of it. And he swallowed him up in the earth. You know, the scripture speaks about Korah. And the earth opened up and swallowed the whole mess. Yeah. On all those that took the way of Korah. Yeah. And today, in type, the same thing is happening. The world has opened up and swallowing the carnal believer. The carnal believer is being swallowed up with worldlyism to the point to where the women are begin to dress worldly. They try to wear their hair in styles that's worldly. Men going to places that are worldly. Yeah. Talking worldly, having worldly slang come from their lips. All these different things is turning worldly. And the world is swallowing up the so-called believers today. The carnal-minded. The world is swallowing them. It's swallowing it up in their churches and playing ungodly music. Hepping up instruments. Banging and slamming and screaming. Worldly. Yeah. Being worldly trained with trained voices to sing. Yeah. It's swallowing them up. It's devouring them. And they can't see it. But not the spiritual. The spiritual will remain true. And take the way of the Lord's despised few. You see? Let's go on. See, there was a clash. When the carnal and the spiritual meets, there's always a clash. When Judas and Jesus met, there was a clash. One, the Son of God, and the other one, a son of Satan. Just like Cain and Abel, there was a clash when they met. One of them was a treasurer of the church, and the other one was the pastor. And as now, we come in this day to the same thing again. So does that mean the same thing's going to happen today? Absolutely. You believe that?
Amen.
Absolutely. It happens today. The carnal, he says, denomination to the spiritual bride of Christ. But anybody with spiritual eyes now can see it's gone further than that. It's people that's gathered around this message. Okay? To the spiritual bride of Christ, the spiritual bride of Christ is so much different from the carnal organizations. Till there's no comparison in them at all. Friends, I can think of message-believing churches that there's no comparison in me and them at all. None. In this little body, in yous and them, there's no comparison. No. Now notice, the natural always tries to type the spiritual. But as in Jacob and Esau, it will not work. It would not. See? Now, when it comes to doing good works, I believe that Esau actually was a better man than Jacob in the sight of man. It's in the sight of man, not in the sight of God. He tried to take care of his daddy. He was blind, a blind prophet, and all these things that he tried to do. But yet Esau didn't think about that being just carnal work. He thought he could get in by what he'd done and do something good for somebody, which was all right. But Jacob, his whole soul was to get that birthright. And that's what God recognized in him spiritual. Oh, glory. Notice it's always caused the natural to hate the spiritual. It caused Cain to hate Abel. Oh. There's more than me standing here, but some of you sitting here that was hated by the carnal. You say, well, Brother Steve, I don't know if anybody hated you. You don't know if anybody hated me that prayed to the Father that I'd be killed? And told people that he hated me? And do you know there's some sitting here, you in them pews, that he hated also? Huh? You say, Brother Steve, you're bringing up old stuff. There's a reason for it. God wants you to know who's right. He wants you to be assured you're right. It caused Korah to hate Moses. It caused Judas to hate Jesus. And on it goes. It causes the natural to hate the spiritual. Just as Cain, the beginning, hated Abel. How many is sitting here that because the Holy Ghost gave us a beautiful communion service, a man rose up with jealousy in his heart and scolded as if every communion service was like that one that was had and he wasn't there. Do you remember that? How many sitting here remember that? Yeah. Some of you older ones will remember. It's still today. He says here, it causes the natural to hate the spiritual, just as Cain in the beginning hated Abel, the one that God received the sacrifice from, and tries to destroy them. And do you know if it laid within the power of some today still, they would destroy you? Maybe not so much you, but me. They would destroy me. And they still try to destroy me. Even they try to destroy the influence. Same devil, isn't it? Yeah. They try to destroy everything because it's nothing but jealousy. It started in Cain. Now, how would you like to be a body of people gathered together knowing the Spirit's in you is the same thing that started in Cain? Huh? Be scary, wouldn't it? Yeah, because it's death. It started in Cain and proved that it was jealousy. And it's still the same thing today. The natural, the carnal, and the spiritual meet together. It proves it's Satan. No other way, because jealousy comes from Satan. Wow. And then causes an impersonation of the truth. Somebody to try to impersonate something that isn't. They are not ordained to do it, see? How much of that have we seen in these last days? Oh, isn't it true? Oh my, how much of it, he repeats. So we see God does not forever change his mind about his original word. But who he calls, that's who he ordains. No one else can take that place. No one could take Moses' place. No matter how many Korahs raised up, how many Dathans, it was Moses. God had called. Regardless, that's the same with you sitting there, predestinated seed. Regardless how many raises up carnal impersonations and carnal believers, they can never be like you that's elected. They can never be like you. It's impossible. They cannot impersonate their way through. In the third Exodus, paragraph 242, June 30, 1963, well, if Joshua and Caleb could call those Amalekites and Hivites and Jebusites as though they wasn't there, yet twice or three or four times their size, and the natural mind at Kadesh Barnea, when the spies went over, said, ah, we can't do it. The what said we can't do it? The carnal mind said we can't do it. They're too much. We're like grasshoppers, sight of them. But Caleb and Joshua seen God's promise and said, we're more than able to do it. Why? They were looking what God said. I give you the land. The carnal mind just don't get it. And that's the way it is today. The carnal mind just can't get what God wants to do. It just don't get it. I don't care what he does. God does. The carnal mind just can't get it. They may try to impersonate their way and try to hope themselves to get that way and to make it the way God wants it to be, but it won't get it. You'll see it. This, what he's speaking of. The spiritual mind picks it up, though. The spiritual mind picks it up. So much carnal impersonations around this message today. They say they're believers, but yet their life is completely in a different story from what the message said it would be. Oh my. The carnal mind will say to the Word of God, oh, that intellectual, well-trained minister will say, now look, actually the Lord gave this to me the other night when I was feeling so down and low because of things I was having to do, brain. Oh, now look, children, that's fanaticism. That's what your intellectual pastor will say. That's fanaticism. And I'm going to tell you what, friends, whether you realize it or not, do some research. You'll find pastors in this message today that to live by every word that proceeds in the mouth of God to them, that's fanaticism, to even mention it. Oh, now look, children, that's fanaticism. Don't believe in that. There's nothing to that. Don't you believe that? That's really catnip. I'm telling you that it'll put you to sleep, they'll say. But the real servant of God will tear the skin off of you. Yes, sir. He will shake you with the Word of God and he will tell you what's right and what's wrong. If he doesn't, I wouldn't give you a nickel for his preaching. So, if I don't, if I do, you better get your nickels out to the Lord. Because it's him. It's not me. It's him. That's exactly right. Any man's afraid of his meal ticket or something another that won't stand and tell the truth of the Word of God, what he needs is to get in a Pentecostal meeting sometime and get a real Pentecostal feeling. In other words, he needs a real baptism of the Holy Ghost. That'll take care of it. He said, sounds like some of those men who had give up everything they had to walk with the Lord. See, they did. But what was it? They were ordained of God. They don't care what they had to leave. They don't care what they had to leave. And any true fivefold minister will. Now, we're talking, we're giving these examples of the carnal mind and spiritual mind. I want you to watch it. Okay? Again, because you're in a part of this. You're a part of this program. You're a part of this word. You see? Let's go on. Seed is not air with a shock. Here we are predestined. This was February 18, 1965. Here we are presented with a picture. The seed started, the seed of promise started in a slightly doubt of original promise. See how it starts? Low, in doubt, in the original promise. God promised Abraham through Sarah to have this child. But now watch, the first seed of Abraham by the bondswoman come by Sarah doubting that this could happen. Isn't that right? You all know the story in the scripture, right? Because she was old and past the age of bearing. That's why she told her husband, take my maid and have a child with her. All right? Now that's how the church starts. That's how it always starts. You start from the bottom. You don't start from the top. A man trying to climb a ladder tries to get on top. First, he'll break his neck. You've got to start and build up to that. And here we find the beginning of the promise of God being made manifest through a slightly doubted, interrupted program of God. That's the same way sin began in the Garden of Eden. That's how death started by sin, was when one word of God was misconstrued or doubted. See why it's still important today? It can't be misconstrued. It can't be doubted. It can't be placed aside. It has to be every word. Is that right? Amen. Okay. You can't doubt or misplace one word of God. I'm telling you, it's from our homes, our life with our wife, with our husband, on our job, wherever we're at. Okay. That's thus saith the Lord, because it's every word to be so. And here's Sarah, even to who the promise, Sarah being a woman, which is a type of the church. Notice, Sarah as being a type of the church. gave doubt to the original program of God's promised word and said, "You, Abraham, my husband, take unto you this beautiful maid and live with her and be a husband to her, and God will give this seed of promise through her, and I'll take the child." But is that what God said? Not at all. Not at all. I wonder how many things people's twisting around today to try to get to the same point, what God promised, but not doing exactly how God said to do it. Are you listening? Okay. See, just by bypassing one little iota, there was still a child born, and there was still a son born, but it didn't come through the right woman. Just by bypassing one little iota, changed the whole program. Look at the word today that's being bypassed to try to get to the same promise, a rapture. But it ain't going to work. No. Therefore, we've got to take every word of God as thus saith the Lord. Every word of God is true. Is it? Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Here the seed starts then in a promise, slightly doubted. What, how many words? Has there ever been anything in our lives that we've kind of doubted? That maybe God required us to do and we kind of just doubted it a little bit? I don't think I have to go that far, Brother Steve. And what you don't know ain't going to hurt you, Brother Steve, so you just leave me alone. But always remember, God knows exactly what's going on. Here the seed started then in a promise, slightly doubted. Isaac, being the seed of the free and promised woman, brought forth, as Paul was trying to explain here in Galatians, he brought forth the natural promised seed, and he goes on to say here, that the bondswoman children cannot be heir with the free woman's children. Now you're going to have to listen now, okay? Because there are two different categories. And that is true. The unbeliever cannot be heir with the believer. There's no way at all. That's where the trouble is today. You can't make a denominational chicken believe with an eagle. You just can't do it. There's where the trouble comes. You've got to believe every word of God. See what's been important even to how we correct our children a few weeks ago, I was talking about? To the way we love our wife? Huh? To what love really is? Love suffered long? Can we pass that? Love suffereth long, it's kind, thinketh no evil. Wow, can we pass it? Or is it slightly doubted? Doubted that, Brother Steve, I'm a human being, now how do you expect me to live like that? Oh, I didn't say it, God did. There's where the trouble comes. You've got to believe every word of God. You're not heirs together. Neither will you or will you join with it. You cannot do it. You've got to be eagle or a chicken. There's no half-bred. You're either an eagle or you're either a chicken. Remember the old barnyard story, the chicken? It could not be heir with Ishmael. And we'll close here soon, real soon here. It could not be here or heir with Ishmael, the seed of the bondswoman, because of the doubting. Because of the doubting. Sarah doubted God's word, that God was able to keep it. Notice Abraham, you see what I'm building on for Sunday morning? Abraham did not doubt it. Sarah did doubt it. She was the one. It was not Adam that doubted. It was Eve that doubted. So we'll find out more about those as we pick it up Sunday morning. He says, neither can the natural be heir with the spiritual. No more can Ishmael's children be heir with Isaac's children. And no more than carnal can be heir with the spiritual. So are you still going to be satisfied that I can be carnal and make it in? It ain't happening. Church natural, church spiritual. Now watch what it gets to here in a minute. There is a church natural that these women here type. And there's a church spiritual also. So the natural church and the spiritual church cannot be heirs together. They are two different separate times, two different separate people under two different separate covenants. That's why the rapture is different and will only be for the royal seed of Abraham. Glory. Excuse me. It cannot come by the natural carnal seed of the church. He says it'll have to be by the royal seed of the Word of God through Abraham. The royal seed, he repeats. That's why the rapture has to be first. Because remember, we which are alive and remain shall not hinder or prevent those which are asleep. For the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them together and meet with the Lord in the air. Notice again, it's written, and the rest of the dead live not for 1,000 years. Therefore, there they will not be heirs together. They'll not be in the rapture together. There is absolutely a church natural, church spiritual. A church carnal, a church spiritual. Notice he throws in there again. Also church carnal and church spiritual. There is no judgment to the royal spiritual. Glory. Predestinated seed. For they are predestinated to eternal life. There is no judgment. You know why? Judgment begins at the house of God. We're getting our judgment now. Yeah. We have the opportunity now to hear God's word, be judged by it, and overcome. Yes. So we do not have to stand before Him on the day of judgment. They've accepted God's provided sacrifice. And that sacrifice, which was Christ, the Word. And there is therefore now no condemnation. Listen. St. John 5:24, if you want to scripture, there is therefore now no condemnation them that are in Christ Jesus. Which he gives the wrong scripture there, but he brings up the right one here. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Walk not after what? The carnal. Didn't we just read in the book of Romans, 8th chapter, what the carnal was? Walking after the flesh. Carnal is flesh. Yes. Didn't I read that this morning to you? Are you able to catch it? The royal seed. No longer walks after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh my. In Romans 5:24, he that heareth my word, and the word, there it is, understandeth. Any drunkard, anything else can hear it and walk away. But he that heareth my word, or understandeth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Read it again. There is no judgment to the royal, spiritual, predestinated seed of Abraham. Thank God. I don't have to go before judgment. Hallelujah. For they are predestinated to eternal life. Now, why would God judge somebody that's already got eternal life? He don't have to. Glory. They have accepted God's provided sacrifice, and that sacrifice which was Christ the Word, and there is therefore now no condemnation. St. John 5:24, if you want to scripture, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, can you hear it? Who's going to have eternal life? Who is the one going into rapture? They that are freed from the law of sin and death. They that will read again in Romans 8 chapter. And we'll read it again before we close. I'm skipping some things to get to this, but we'll come back to it Thursday night, Lord willing. If not, maybe next Sunday. He says here, even Noah, it was hard for the people to understand Noah in his days. He heard God speak. He knew it was the Word. Because he was God's prophet, and God sent him forth to claim a great flood coming. He built a way on the ark in a time of criticism, made no difference to Noah. How many criticized him? He was the light of that day. He was the word of God manifested for the day, and God destroyed the people. Moses, a great high polished theologian, great man, born to be a prophet, yet in all his theology and book in his book of knowledge of God, could not deliver the children of Israel by knowledge. You see, the prophet cannot go by knowledge. He goes by inspiration. And when the word of the Lord comes to him in the wilderness, in a burning bush, and told him and revealed to him the words that he had spoke to Abraham and what he was to be doing, showing him the written word of that hour, and then he called Moses for the work. And he was afraid with an army to try to deliver Israel, and then goes down with a stick in his hand and delivers Israel. God does it so mysteriously. That just simply sets the carnal mind plumb out of its orbit. It can't think no more. Do you ever notice? Do you ever notice the carnal people today when you go talking about a change in the soul? They just can't get it. You go talking about things in marriage and divorce, the carnal mind just can't get it. There's people right now that are sitting there reading that marriage and divorce and they just can't get it. And they keep reading it, and they keep reading it, and they keep reading it, and they still just can't get it. And yet they'll read it, and it'll say exactly what it says. But they just can't get it. And sit there and still say, but why? People read that, changing that nature. When that soul is the nature, on that spirit. And they just can't get it. Why? The carnal. And the carnal mind cannot get anything from God. And it cannot please God. No, it's impossible. The carnal mind is always the one that comes up with creeds and ideas. It's contrary to the Word of God. The carnal mind, not the spiritual mind. The spiritual mind finds exactly what God wants done. So I've got many quotes here yet to read to show you. The spiritual mind can catch it every time and know exactly how God wants it done, when He wants it done, how it's to be. But not the carnal. How many people have you run onto that just couldn't figure out? When they sit around and try to figure out what Brother Branham's talking about. What is it talking about? Now, if that seed lays down within them, they may not have seen some things before, but watch when it comes time the Holy Ghost to reveal it. It's amen. It's amen. But if that carnal seed still remains in there and that fleshly mind, it still lays there, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But what's going in a rapture? A spiritual-minded person, not a carnal mind. It's always doubting what God wants done. Always got something to say about what God said. Oh, like I said Thursday night, it ought to be when God says something, it's just amen. What's the question about? Why does it even come up? Why do I have to? And that shows me right there, something ain't there. No. Just like a few weeks ago, when I mentioned a little bit ago about children, taking care of her children in her home and rearing them exactly what the Scripture says to do, train them as the Book of Timothy tells us to do and all that. Why? I think this way's better. Oh, my. Another Korah. Another carnal mind trying to give their interpretation of the Word of God when God plainly said exactly what to do. Oh, my. Dear Lord, saints, God help us. I'm going to read this again, as I said I would. Book of Romans. We'll close. When two sisters come on up the instruments. Like I said, I'm not done yet. But I wanted to get to that point so you could be meditating on it. Romans 8. And I'm going to begin the first verse again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, but born again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free, free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, in you, and in me, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. When you've had this happen to you, no longer mind the things of the flesh. Oh my. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Now, so far, all we read about the types in the Scripture and the prophet mentioned, it was always death, wasn't it? Death, the carnal minded. Yeah, they didn't make it. Korah didn't make it, did he? Cain didn't make it either, did he? No, Judas didn't either, did he? No. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now look at all those in the Scripture that was spiritually minded. They made it. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now, why would I ever be satisfied in thinking I could live by a carnal mind? Brother Steve, I keep asking God, forgive me. Once you get down to the root of the thing. Yeah. Don't walk out of here being satisfied, you're carnal. Oh, my. That's a dangerous ground to be walking on. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Otherwise, you're still in the flesh. If Jesus Christ hasn't come and made His abode in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. That's why Judas wasn't His. That's why Korah wasn't His. That's why Dathan wasn't His. That's why Pharaoh wasn't His. No. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. See, He'll by Him being in here, He'll bring this under subjection. It'll quicken our mortal bodies. Not immortal, our mortal bodies. That's the body we're living in now. Lord, he'll quicken our mortal bodies so that it'll please him. See? Quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. We don't owe this flesh to have to live after it. No way. That's the way some people want it to be. They think they owe it because they're in the flesh. And because they're in this flesh, they're just always going to be carnal. Nonsense. That ain't what God's Word said. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, maybe the way it talks worldly, looking at naked women, lusting after things of the world, looking at things on computer you shouldn't look at. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. God promised it. God never breaks his promise. He said you'll die, you're going to die. But if you through the Spirit, by him being in you, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So it's pretty important to be an overcomer, isn't it? Yeah. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, led by it. Led by it. Remember, if it's something in lead, you're following. Is that right? Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And one thing about it, I know the sons of God is going into rapture. Hallelujah. Because God promised it. Amen. So, very important. Something to think about again. Something to pray about. And next time you feel satisfied while you was just carnal and getting into this and getting into that and just don't seem to overcome it and just go right back to it again and right back to it again. I want you to bring these things back to remembrance and think about it. And then say how much you're saved. Then say how much you're born again. Ah, somebody's lying. And it sure won't be God lying. No. It means we need God. Amen. Now, thank you for being patient with me. I didn't mean to hold you out late tonight, but I wanted to at least get to that point. Trusting it'll be of help to you, because I don't know when the Lord's going to appear. It could be in the morning, and this may have been the last thing to get the last one where it needed to be. You see, it might have been the right assurance to give her heart. You see, amen. But thank God for that blessed assurance. Amen. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. Let us all stand. How many have anybody got a song on your heart you want to sing? At all. Amen. Amen. Brother Timothy. Amen. Glory. I think it's in our books, isn't it? Amen.
It was, but I couldn't find it.
Really? Yeah. So maybe it ain't. Amen. So get me started on.
If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, it will change, oh hallelujah, the mortal body. If that Spirit dwell in you, it will quicken, hallelujah. If that Spirit dwell in you, if that same Spirit, oh yes, hallelujah, dwell in you, dwell in you. Oh, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, dwell in you.
God for that quickening power. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we're so thankful for your precious word. How truly your word is, Lord, that the truth will set you free. And Lord, how the truth truly has set us free in this day, in this hour in which we live. Oh God, I'm so appreciative to be able to, by grace, through faith, understand, Lord, what you're doing in this hour. And Lord, to see that you told us even clear back when that prophet was here and showed us scripturally what would happen today and the hour in which we live. It's so glorious to know, Lord, how it gives us such a blessed assurance. Lord, we appreciate it with all our heart. We ask that you just help us, Lord, to be able to receive this portion of the message, Lord, in which you've laid upon our heart. Give it to us, Lord, in such a way that, oh God, there's no way it can be doubted. That, Father, we'll truly see that these promises is to the spiritual-minded. Lord, not to the carnal-minded, but, Lord, by grace, hallelujah, we've been set free from that carnal mind. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. And then, Lord, you give us the ammunition. You give us the food. Lord, how to bring this body under subjection. Lord, by faith and revelation, you've revealed it. That, Lord, this carnal mind no longer can take control. But, Lord, the Holy Ghost inside can bring it under subjection. Oh, Lord, and the Word of God says, don't do this. The body will quickly turn to it. And, Lord, the body couldn't turn to it until, Lord, imagination and reason and conscience and memory and affection be turned to it. And, Lord Jesus, the whole unit is under your control. Coming subject to the Word of God, it'll quicken this mortal body. Oh, thank you, Lord. I appreciate it. Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, God, help me now, Father. Help me to bring it just the way you want me to bring it, Lord. Give me eyes, Sab, to see it. Every portion of it, Lord. Bless these people. Oh, God, may they always remain hungry. And Lord, just like the little bird we've talked about before, that, Father, just a little vibration of the Holy Spirit. It opens our heart wide open. Oh, God, to where we're just ready to swallow it up. And, Lord, if you say it, that makes it so, Lord. Hallelujah. God, help us now. Keep that little hedge of fire burning about us in this little place, Lord. Keep the enemy away. The Lord Jesus will be a lighthouse. Oh, God, shining on a hill. The Father, all that passes by will see that Jesus Christ is alive today, the same today as you was yesterday. Bless us now, Father. I love these people. Lord, I don't want to see one of them miss it. And Lord, I give my life to it. Lord, I want to make sure they get it. Oh, God, help us now. Help us, Lord. Don't let us miss it. Dear Jesus, God, help us. Don't let us lose one, Lord. Amen. Go with us now. Bring us back the next appointment time we should tarry. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing a little chorus. We'll give the glory to Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We'll give the glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And tell all his wonderful love. Sing it to him again. And I love you, Lord.
And
praise your holy, precious name.
Wonderful.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh.